Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim, the Klal Mem. We did Simen Yudalad. We mentioned that this idea that the Chayyadim is mentioning, that these issues cause a person to have a Chiyuv Netila, it can be used to solve a practical problem of the Seder, where a person washes his hands twice, the second Netila, or the Bichai Vareyin Baracha. If he does the act of being mechachich baroshoi, rubbing his hands, it doesn't just mean pressing against the hair, but like rubbing deeply into one's hair or touching the parts of the body which are covered. So a person washes a hand again with a bracha. Now, I do want to point out that some people, to address this problem, try to use the idea of touching their shoes. In Simen Dalet, it talks about one of the things which is mechayev netila is touching one's shoes. There are two issues with touching one's shoes. There's an enyan of a ruach raw, which develops by touching one's shoes. A pikabolo, the shoe is the place where the body touches the ground. It parallels the idea of the neshama, which is partially in shemayim and partially is down here, and the body acts like the shoe, which allows one to walk. The body acts like the shoe for the neshama. The lashon of the Nefesh HaChayim brings down a lashon like that from the Zohar in Shar Aleph. So there's a parallel between the interface of the guf and the neshama, and the shoe, and the body. There's elements of lowering the kedusha, which is element of tumah, etc. That's not our topic for now, but there's, because those netilas of ruach raw are not mechayev bracha. Netila, which is mechayev bracha, is netila which causes tinuf. So is there chiyuv netila by touching one's shoes because of tinuf? So I'd like to share with you a story which would address this question. The assumption in the many poskim was that was an etzah, and with the Chavetz Chaim, a story that I heard from Rabbi Yonason Tendler, Shlita, who heard this from the Manchester Rosh Hashiva, Reb Segel Zatzal, who heard this from the Chavetz Chaim, that he was walking with the Chavetz Chaim one time. Reb Segel was a bocher, and he was walking with the Chavetz Chaim, and the Chavetz Chaim was elderly, and the Chavetz Chaim's shoes got untied, and Reb Segel bent down to tie the shoes. The Chavetz Chaim continued talking and learning with him, and he was meanwhile trying to find some way to wash his hands to be allowed to learn Torah, because his hands have become a tunuf. That would be mechayev him to stop learning. The Chavetz Chaim said that's only referring to when the rechayev was full of droppings of animals, etc. So the ground had a din of being matunuf. So when you walk on the ground, your shoes would get a din of being matunuf, and touching your shoes would be mechayev you netila before you would speak the Torah, eat a meal, say brachas, tefillah, etc. But nowadays we're walking on roads where there's limited access to animals, and animals are not constantly dropping. We don't have so many animals walking through the streets like they did. So the ground is not matunuf, it's just dirt, and dirt, just simple dirt, mud, etc. is not considered tino for these purposes. So touching it would not be mechayev and netila. You're allowed to continue talking and learning. So I'm going to extrapolate from that according to that thought process of the Chavetz Chaim, that if a person is seeking out a way to be mechayev himself in a vadei netila with a vadei bracha, touching one's shoes would not be a valid option of how to address that problem, because it's not really a makom matunuf anymore that one's considered touching a mechayev and a netila. So the eitz of touching a part of your body which is mechusa, or rubbing your fingers deeply into your scalp, under your hair, yes, but touching one's shoes would not be a valid option. Okay, the Chayyadim in the next simon deals with the cases of hefsek in the middle of the meal, which we said we're going to speak about the next year, but I realized I wanted to add this point from the Chavetz Chaim. So as Hashem, in the following year, we will talk about that. Meanwhile, have a good day.